Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the Welsh rugby captain Ken Owens says he wants Wales to put pride back in the shirt when they launch this year's Six Nations Championship against Ireland tomorrow afternoon in Cardiff. The Principality Stadium will be packed to its 74,500 capacity as Wales aims to start head coach Warren Gatland's second stint with a win. But the choir won't be singing Delilah, as there has been a ban on that song by the Welsh Rugby Union. Sean Holly is a former assistant coach for Wales, working closely alongside Gatland, and was head coach for Ospreys Rugby, where he spent 9 seasons. He's now a rugby analyst for BBC Wales. He joins us now from Cardiff. You're very welcome, Sean, to the programme this evening. So a rallying call, really, from the Welsh captain to put pride back in the shirt. What's the current state of play with Welsh rugby? What problems is it facing, do you think?
Well, good evening, Sarah Cormack. Thanks for having me on. Firstly, it's unsurprising that a character like Ken Owens has come out with these sort of statements. We're in turmoil here in Wales, in Welsh rugby, and anybody who knows Welsh supporters, then we're expecting a bit of a backlash tomorrow. It's been a tumultuous time. Obviously, the union itself, the Welsh Rugby Union, accused of racism, misogyny, a toxic environment, and that's been publicly portrayed in a documentary on TV, which has really ripped the heart of the union. And on top of that, the early part of the season, the regional teams weren't functioning very well, and there's some contractual issues as well. So it is turmoil, and you throw in the lack of Delilah at the Principality Stadium, and our backs are against the wall. But Ken Owens is the sort of character with the likes of Alan Wynne-Jones, Dan Biggar, Reese Webb back in the fold that will really get that dressing room going.
So Ireland's obviously there tomorrow. We're the number one team in the world at the moment. And as you say, things are difficult in the Welsh camp. Also a disappointing 12 months, just 3 victories in the last 12 months, home losses to Italy and Georgia. How do you rate Wales's chances tomorrow?
Well, we have Warren Gatland back. So, yeah, you know, the Messiah returns.
You're welcome to him.
Yeah, I know he has Irish history, but he's overseen probably the most successful period of Welsh rugby in our history, and you know it's a risk him coming back. But you can sense, and me talking to the players and the Welsh public, that you can sense that he's already brought an air of calm and confidence and positivity, and to be honest, that's been reflected in the Welsh regional performances of late, particularly in Europe, and the Ospreys being the sort of flag bearers for that. In his first game in 2008, he picked 14 of our Ospreys in the match day squad. He's gone for 12 in his first game back, and they're probably the form well side. So, you know, rating our chances, the bookies are giving us a 6-point start, and we'll take that all day. Ireland are number one, and we watched them, you know, and we cheered them in their victory out in New Zealand. So they rightly deserve that position. But do you know what? I was speaking to Tommy Bowe earlier in the week, and all of a sudden, Ireland fans are just a little bit wary now that we have this sort of renewed resolve.
We don't like being top dogs, Sean.
We're more comfortable.
We're more comfortable being underdogs. And I listened to Gareth Edwards on the BBC talking about the match, and the point was made that I think I'm right in saying that the roof will be closed in Cardiff tomorrow. Uh-huh. It'll be a real cauldron atmosphere. We know you're very fair, your fans, and you cheer for both sides. But it will put an awful lot of pressure on this Ireland team that's expected to win.
Yeah, it is a totally different feel, isn't it? Now, that expectation, not just on the bookies, but everybody's looking at Ireland as number one. And, you know, many people's eyes, the favourites for this year's Six Nations Championships with France at home. But they have to get off to this start. You know, that you yourselves will know the Six Nations is all about momentum. And that is exactly what Warren Gatland will be telling the players. If we can somehow muster up and manage any sort of win against Ireland in round one, the whole complexion of the Six Nations changes, and particularly in Wales. We're such momentum shifters here in Wales that we'll think we can win the Grand Slam if we can beat Ireland. So, you know, it's all to play for, and it sets up the Six Nations fantastically well. On the flip side, if we lose to Ireland tomorrow, you know, we've got to go to Scotland and then England come to town, so it's going to be a very difficult time for us. So a lot of it is all on tomorrow for us. And with the likes of Dan Biggar back and co, it could be a tough day for Ireland.
Yeah, okay. So pressure on both sides then. Big day for everybody. And then, as you just alluded to there, sort of added into the mix, is this controversy over the song Delilah. And obviously we know the Welsh are known for singing that, but there won't be any rendition of Delilah made famous by Tom Jones, because there's been a ban on the song because of its lyrics, or at least there won't be any official rendition of it, but the fans might ignore that.
I think you'll hear the biggest rendition of Delilah ever at the Principality Stadium tomorrow. I think that's the feel of the Welsh public, the people I'm talking to. And really, it's not for the want of trying from the Welsh Rugby Union. They're trying anything to get some positive messages out. They feel like they're doing the right thing. And you can totally understand they're in a difficult predicament. But the fans, Sarah, I can promise you, will be singing it.
Is that a positive thing then, do you think, for the team tomorrow, or will that have any impact on them at all?
I don't think it's anything to do with the lyrics as far as the fans are concerned. It'll be purely to get behind the players. You know, we do love our team, we love our players. But there's so much on this first game that they'll want to get behind them in whatever fashion they can. It's going to be hard enough playing the number one team in the world, but you know, with the results we've had of late and the trauma that's going on in Welsh rugby, they'll just want to get behind them. And there's nothing better than a day in Cardiff. I'm sure if you haven't been,
then
we love the Irish coming over.
And it's spectacular. It is, yeah.
This man is a tourism agent as well. You're something else.
Well, he doesn't have to be. I mean, if you've been there at all, it is Sunday out.
Well,
like, it really is.
I haven't been, so I'll definitely go on your word, Sean. Give us a prediction, though. A very objective prediction, though, if you don't mind.
I still think Ireland will win. I think they're too good. I think they're superbly coached. They've got huge strength in depth. So off the bench, you know, they're going to have strong players. But I think Wales will give them a run for their money. I really do. And we're looking for a performance, a reaction. And I think it'll be closer than people think, but I think Ireland will come through.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us to talk us through it. And we're looking forward to a good match all round. That's Sean Holly, rugby analyst for BBC Wales.